Thanks for joining us at Crossroads Church. We hope you enjoy this week's sermon.
We're stepping into a brand new year. In fact, I want everyone to stand to your feet. I know you just sit. Talking to you online too, let's stand up with us. I said we're stepping into a new year, so let's just take a step. We're stepping into a brand new 5-week sermon series today titled Go Big. Everyone say, Go Big!
Go Big!
Someone told me before service, Go Big today, Pastor, and I think I will. See, this is the first sermon in 2017, so you better believe I'm going to go big. I'm going to preach big. But listen, don't make me preach big to a dead, quiet, non-responsive church. I need a church that will go big in their response today. So let's go big. I don't think you heard me. Come on, one more time. We're in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Can we go big for Jesus? Okay, thank you. You may be seated. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2017. Back in the 90s, most of us couldn't imagine what 2017 would look like. I thought it would look something like the Jetsons. How many remember the Jetsons? We're not as advanced as we thought we would be, but here we are. And I love when the new year rolls around because it gives us the opportunity to go new or to start new. Or to go big. To start fresh. How many of you could use a new start? I want this year to be monumental. I have big prayers, big plans, and big dreams for 2017. I want this church to grow, to multiply, to enlarge. I want 2017 to be so much bigger than 2016. Not to take away anything from 2016, because 2016 was amazing. God did some miraculous things in this church and in your lives. Many marriages restored. Many lives changed. Many salvations. Just on Christmas Eve alone, we had 20 salvations in the sanctuary. 20! 20 lives forever impacted by the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that this gospel has the power to change, to transform, and to make new. We have big dreams and big prayers for this church. I look forward to what God will do in 2017. I look forward to the impossible becoming possible. I look forward to God doing bigger, greater things in 2017 that will blow our minds. The title of today's sermon is Go Big in 2017. So everyone say, Go Big in 2017. So let's jump into this new year and this new sermon series with our theme verses. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. I'm going to read several translations. I'm going to start with the NIV. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And I want to read that one more time because someone needs to hear it one more time. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Now I want to read from the NLT. But forget about, everyone say forget. Forget all that is. Let me start back over. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Now let me read it one more time in the NET. I'm just going to read verse 18. Look, everyone look. I am about to do something new. See, these verses are our theme verses for this series, but also for the entire year. God said, forget about the past. Everything that's happened in 2016, forget about it. For I am about to do something new. Look forward. See, forget means what God did in the past will not scale in comparison to what God will do in the future. I don't think you truly grasp that. I said to forget means what God did in the past will not scale in comparison to what God will do tomorrow in the future. So let's read it this way. Forget about 2016, ma'am. Because 2017 will be so much bigger and so much greater. We praise God for the new things He's doing. But let's praise God for the new things He will do. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this service, for this time. God, that we can gather together in a church to glorify, to worship You, and to hear Your word. God, as we break the bread of life together, I pray that You would anoint every ear, every heart, every mind, every life, every visitor. They would hear from the Father, God, a word in season. And they would hear that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to have messed up. It's okay to be human. And that You receive us just as we are. And God, I pray that hope would rise. Lord, purpose would be planted in our hearts and our lives today through Your word. And that You would speak through this vessel in a real and a mighty way to each and every person. Father, speak. In Your mighty name, we all say, amen. Amen. Moving from Texas was difficult because everything's bigger in Texas, right? And we all love bigger things, right? Come on. Let me prove it. I have a small Hershey Kiss, and I have a big Hershey Kiss. How many of you want the small Hershey Kiss over the big Hershey Kiss? Let me see your hands. Okay, let's be honest. Now, how many of you want a big kiss? Come on. I said, how many of you want a big kiss? Jeff, put your hand down. You're not getting a big kiss from this direction. You really want a big kiss? How many of you didn't receive that kiss last night? That's all right, keep them up. I got a kiss for you. Oh, what's your head? Okay, come on up, Becky. You said you wanted a small one. There you go. Okay, come here, Jocelyn. I want you to take this to Miss Lois. Because she deserves a big kiss today. Thank you. And I forgot about these. I got to get rid of these. Come on up, Riza. Marcellus, you better be kissing Riza. Come on up, Crystal. Oh. Man, just lost our lights. That wasn't a part of our run through this morning, so we're just adding. That's all right. Another reason you can see why we need to update and renovate all of this, right? Ladies, you love big rocks, big diamonds on your fingers, right? In the 80s, you loved big hair. And some of you ladies rocked it. How many of you ladies rock big hair? Come on, let's be honest. And some of you guys had big hair. And you thought you were rocking it, right? But you weren't. Let's be honest, guys. How many of you had big hair in the 80s? Come on. Don't lie. Oh, I see. I see. You were business in the front, party in the back, right? Which is not cool. Guys, we don't catch a 3-inch trout and celebrate, do we? We don't take it to the taxidermist and hang it on the wall. Why? We wait until we catch a 3-foot trout. Because the bigger, the better. We all love big things. How many sports fans do we have? Okay, let me re-ask it. How many sports fanatics do we have in the house? I love sports. Every sport I can play all day, every day. No matter what the sport is, I'm ready to play. I'm game. For whatever. But one of the things that I love the most about sports is big plays. Great plays, miracle plays, game changers. Last minute, last second plays, Hail Marys, buzzer beaters. The thrill of being in the fourth quarter with 7 seconds on the clock. It's 4th and 25. The game is considered over. But someone decides to go big. Quarterback drops to the pocket. Throws a Hail Mary pass. Is tipped but caught in the end zone. Touchdown. And a big play changes the outcome of the entire game. And we celebrate those big plays, don't we? Some of you might remember in 2013 in Lincoln, Nebraska, the Huskers were down in the fourth quarter. Northwestern 24, Nebraska 21. There's 4 seconds on the clock. The game is considered over. Right? But someone decided to go big. This would be the second year in a row Northwestern would go home with the win. But then this happened. Watch this video. Stop. Pause it right there. Notice 87's last name. Really? Yes, that really did just happen. And thank God. Because we all know what happens when Nebraska loses. The whole town goes into mourning. Right? But on this day, Northwestern went home crying. Or maybe you're a Hawkeye fan. All right, who's a Husker fan? All right, Hawkeye. All right. I think we got bigger fans hanging out on the Hawkeye side. I'm not a fan of either. Hate me or love me. I'm a Clemson fan. Stand up. Stand up. National championship, here we come, right? We're talking college, bro. Maybe you remember in 2005, Drew Tate threw a Hail Mary pass with 9 seconds left with no timeouts. Watch this. We celebrate big plays. God wants us to go big. He wants His church to go big. In fact, He created each and every one of us to go big. See, we serve a big God with big plans and big hands, who moves in big ways. And when you and I dare to go big, when we dare to pray big, believe big, give big, dream big, our God will show up and move in big ways. Come on, if you're going to clap, clap. So as we step into this new year, let's make a proclamation, not a resolution, because we all know what happens with those. Let's make go big our proclamation. And let's go big in 2017. Let me tell you where we're going over the next 5 weeks. Next week we're going to be talking about praying big prayers. You don't want to miss this sermon. How many remember Let Us Pray a year ago? And how many prayers that were answered through that series? My prayer was answered through that series. Remember we hung them on the back? Many, many prayers were answered through that series. In week 3, Isaac's going to bring the message. Let's give him a hand since he's in the room. On believing big. Having big faith. In week 4, we're going to be talking about giving big, giving our time, our talent, and yes, your money back to God. And then in week 5, we're going to close out this series talking about dreaming big dreams, believing God for the impossible. If the dream isn't bigger than you, you're not dreaming big enough. Santi, let me say that again. If the dream isn't bigger than you, you're not dreaming big enough, bro. It's got to be bigger than us. And I can almost tell you that about 50 to 75% of us in here aren't dreaming big enough. We're limiting our God. Don't put God in a box. Don't limit the God of all possibilities. All things are possible. To those who believe, to those who dream, all things. And then we're going to close out the series with the big give, or the give big expansion offering. So we have several weeks to prepare, to pray, and ask God, what do you want me to do, God? Let's go to Genesis chapter 12, and I want to look at this man called Abraham. Abraham was known as the father of the faith. You might know him as Father Abraham. Father Abraham had many, and many sons had. I am one of them, and so let's just, all right? Some of you went to Sunday school. That's all right if you didn't, though. That was an old school history lesson. Let's start in verse 1. The Lord had said to Abram, it's the same guy. God hasn't changed his name yet. For those of you that are new to the Bible, it's Abraham. God will change it in the near future. In about, I think, 5 chapters later. Go from your country, your people, and your father's household. So God's asking this man to leave everything. Go from your country. So if God just called you on the phone today and said, hey, I want you to leave the great USA. I want you to leave your people. I want you to leave your family. Your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. God didn't say, the land I show you. He said, I will show you. How many of you know that's faith? I will show you. Not, I'm showing you. I will. Somebody needs to grab a hold of that. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram went as the Lord had told him. And Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Everybody highlight 75. You're never too old or too young for the call of God. I said you're never too old or too young for the call of God. God said, go, Abraham, and I will make you big. See, the way to go big with God is to obey. Obey everything that God says. I want to point out that Abraham is just like you and me. And he was being asked to leave everything behind. His family, his job, his house, his country, everything, he was being asked to walk away from it. Just like that. Not knowing what tomorrow holds. Not knowing what God would replace it with. Not knowing where he was going. How many know this was a big, difficult step for Abraham? Don't be misled, church. Just because he was known as the father of faith doesn't mean he doesn't struggle with this decision. Abraham stood on the same hill as you do. Abraham stood on the same doubt and on the same faith as you and I do. See, the two teams that we saw earlier, they went big because they had nothing to lose. But I want you to think about this. Big plays require big faith. I said big plays require big faith. It's not always easy to trust God. It's not always easy to obey God. But it's faith that God is looking for in you and I. Maybe you're here today and you have nothing to lose. Or maybe you have everything to lose. But see, God isn't just looking for people that have nothing to lose. God is looking for people that have everything to lose. See, I want us to be a church that goes big, not just in the fourth quarter when we have nothing to lose, but in the first quarter when we have everything. Everything to lose. But willing to sacrifice it on an altar for our God. And I'm talking about as a church and as individuals. God is looking for people that are willing to sacrifice everything on an altar for Him. To obey was to risk everything. To obey was to leave everything behind. See, God's call for Abraham required him leaving all, which is point number one. God's call requires leaving all. I said, God's call requires leaving all. This is an important principle of following Christ. It was the same for the disciples. Jesus said, follow me, guys. Leave everything behind. Your nets, your family, everything, and follow me. It was the same for Abraham. Why would it be any different for you and I? Come on, think about it. It's the same for you and I. God calls and requires us to leave everything. Not just some, not halfway, not half-hearted, not half the time. There's no half and half with God. It's all the way, all the time. It's going big for God. But leaving all isn't necessarily a literal command. God said, I gotta go, sweetie. I gotta go. Miami Beach, here I come. The single life, yay. No. Kids, God said, I gotta go, I gotta go. No. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. It's putting God first and foremost in your life, above and beyond anything else in your life. It's putting God first, above and beyond even your wants and desires. And sometimes, how many of you know our needs? God first. What does he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. But what do we got to do first? Seek him first. Going big requires big faith. We can determine to stay here where we are in 2016, or we can determine to go big. We can determine to leave all this behind and forget about it and go over here and hang out with God and go big. What are you going to determine for your year? What are you going to decide? Are you going to stay? Or are you going to go? So we always have to have next level thinking. We can't stay here. It's much easier to stay here. Just hang out on the couch. It's more comfortable. It requires no risk. While going big requires big blind faith and much risk. But God isn't saying, let me go back and fix that. But staying isn't what God is saying. I said staying isn't what God is saying. God said, go, Abram. And let me tell someone today, go where God is leading you to go. Do what God is telling you to do. Obey what God is speaking to you. Listen to what God is saying. He's speaking. But the question we always have to ask is, are we listening? Are you listening to God? God always speaks. But we have to have ears to hear. We have to open up our ears in 2017. I got a picture when I was preparing this sermon of just giving everyone a Q-tip. Clean out your ears, bro. And then you might can hear what God is saying. Right? We have to open up our ears to hear. Just like it says in Revelation. I've always told God, here I am. From the age of 7 years old, I've told God, here I am, send me, God. Wherever you lead, I will go, I will follow. But many times, just to be transparent, many times, when God's ready to go, I'm not ready to go. Many times I step back and question God. God, is this really you speaking? Is this what you're really saying, God? I'm confused here, God. OMG, IDK, God, I don't know. Sound familiar? Come on. Jamie Gray sings a song that says, you lead, I'll follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace, you know the way. You guide me tenderly. When you lead, I'll follow. So light the way and I'll go. Because I know you have more for me than I can ever see. So lead me on and on and on and on. Come on, us. You lead, God, and we'll follow. Let God lead you in 2017. Don't be led by desires. Don't be led by peer pressure, teenagers. Don't be led by the crowd. Lead the crowd. And let God lead you this year. Make a difference wherever God's planted you. Be the difference. You are called to make a difference. In verse 2 it says, or God said, I will. God said, Abraham, if you'll go, I will. See, church, if we'll go, God will. Point number 2, God will if you will. I said, God will if you will. God will make a way if you'll take a step. God will open the door if you'll go through the door. If you'll just knock on the door, God will open that door. God will move in a mighty way in your life in 2017 if you'll just move. If you'll determine in your heart you're not going to just stay here and be robbed here. See, God will show out if you'll show up. God will fulfill His promises in your life if you'll believe His promises. What is belief? It's faith. It's trust. It's taking a next step. It's not always easy. Just like Abram, he didn't know what the future held, but he was willing to go. I wonder, is there a church that's willing to go? I wonder how many people in here, beyond nodding your head, don't give me your nod. This is between you and God. Will you go when God says go? When you obey when God says go? Will you do what God says to do? Are you open to the possibilities that God has for you in 2017? See, it's all about going where God wants us to go. And it's going big for God. Because God went big for you. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. The Bible says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for human masters. See, how do we go big in 2017? We do exactly what this verse says. Whatever you do, do it unto Jesus. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being, as you're doing it unto who? Lord. To the Lord. I just like to say Jesus. Whatever you do this year, do it unto Jesus. How do we go big in 2017? We do what this verse says. Regardless of what God's called you to do in 2017. Regardless of where we are, where we go. Regardless of our plans or God's plans. We go where God tells us to go. We do what this verse says. What if we all adopted this mindset? Whatever you do, being a father, a husband, a mom, a wife, a teenager, playing sports, going to school, leading a ministry, working your job, whatever you do, do it unto Jesus. See, I'm talking about not just doing this for you or for them or for a paycheck, but for Him. What if we all adopted this mindset? If you work a job that you don't really like, it's easy to get discouraged and disheartened and even dreadful to go to work on Monday morning, right? But what if we looked at whatever we do through a new set of lens? What if it was as an act of worship unto our God? What if we looked at everything we do as an act of worship unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? What if we said, God, you gave me this job. I don't really like it. You can be honest with God, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it unto you, Jesus. When I get up every day, I'm going to go to work and work for you. I'm not working for a man. I'm not working for a woman. I'm working for the man, Jesus Christ. And every day I'm going to go to work with this mentality. I'm working for you, Jesus. How many of you, if you knew Jesus was waiting on you at your job, would show up late? Come on, man. You ain't going to show up late for Jesus. Nobody shows up late for Jesus, right? Although He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. He'll wait. Just like the prodigal son. So if we're going to do it as unto Jesus, that means we're not going to call in fake sick. Pretend coughing. Come on, you know you've done it. Roll into work 15, 20, 30 minutes late every day. Come on, I'm just trying to get real. You're not working for a man, you're working for the man. Everything you do, do it as you're doing it unto Jesus. So let me ask you again, how many of you, if you knew Jesus was waiting on you at your work, would show up 10, 15, 30 minutes late? How many of you would call in fake sick? Jesus, I'm not coming today. I'm not feeling good. How many of you would play hooky? Now let me see your hands. See, I just set you up again and you didn't even see it coming. The same hands that refused to lift up just now are the same hands that show up to God's house week after week, service after service, 10, 15, 30 minutes late. Ouch. That skip. Jesus, I'm sick today. But yet I'm watching the Texans or the Dallas Cowboys. play hooky with Jesus. We skip a week, we skip a month. We come to church when it's convenient. See, the one thing that we should be the most committed to is the first thing we dismiss. And I know that hurts. And I know I just stepped on some toes, but if we're going to go real in 2017, or if we're going to go big, we have to go real. It's putting God first and foremost in your life. What if as a church we determined to go big? What if we all bought into this idea of going big for Jesus? See, some of us around here give 100% day after day, week after week, service after service. Rain, sun, snow, or ice, we're here. We give 110% in excellence, in power, in passion, and with all our heart. No matter how many people show up or don't show up, for the 9 o'clock service and for the 11 o'clock service, we go big for God. Every opportunity that we have. You know what we would have changed for our Christmas Eve services if we would have knew only 3 people were showing up? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If we only knew 3 people, 350 people, or 3,000 people were showing up, we wouldn't change a thing, because we go big for God. That's the way we do it. Everything we do it unto Jesus. We give it all we've got. So I'm asking you, are you giving God everything? Are you giving Him all you've got? Are you giving Him some? A little bit. See, at the end of the day, after multiple services, after all the time, the effort, the passion, it isn't for us. It's not for you, it's not for them, it's for Him. See, that's why we do it the way we do it. Because we're doing it unto Him and for Him. Some people have said, if I'm going to volunteer, I shouldn't be told when to be here. And that I have to wear that blue shirt. But let's take a time out. You're not doing it for me. You're not doing it for this church. You're doing it for Him. And some other people have said, I would serve, but it would take up 3 hours of my day, Pastor, and I can't give 3 hours. I'd have to get up early, be here early, stay later. I'm too busy for Jesus. Yeah, I'll just use that. See, I know all about busyness, church. I'm busy every single day. Just like you. But yet I still give 110% to whatever these hands touch. Every opportunity that I have. With all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, with all my being. I can give an hour, Pastor, but I can't give 3. I can give a little, but I can't give a lot. And thank God Jesus didn't have the same mindset. I would die on the cross for you, bro. But I can't give you that much time. I can hang for an hour on the cross, but I can't hang for 3. And thank God Jesus didn't show up on crucifixion day late. Or better yet, resurrection day. Thank God Jesus went big. We're not going to go small because Jesus didn't go small for us. He gave it all. So here's the challenge. In 2017, whatever you do, go big. Pray big, believe big, give big, think big, live big, dream big, serve big, greet big, go big. We have to change our mindset. See, we're creating a culture in this church that says if we're going to do it, we're going to do it big. So if you're going to serve, serve big. If you're going to play a guitar on this stage, Matt, you better play it big. If you're going to sing, you better sing big with all your heart. If you're going to volunteer, volunteer big. If you're going to take up the offering, take it up big. Don't be begging people or grabbing their wallets. We're going to give big through the offerings because we're giving it unto Jesus. At Crossroads, our proclamation is if we're going to do it, we're going to do it big. See, we could show up week after week, service after service, and we could sing a hymn and maybe another contemporary worship song with one guitar player on the stage, maybe a keyboard player. And it could be good, but it's a small offering unto God. And our proclamation isn't to go small, it's to go what? Big. See, this is our worship unto the King of all kings. And to the Almighty God, and to Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. This is our worship unto the King, unto the Almighty God. So if we're going to worship the King, let's worship Him big. Let's give it all we've got. With all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all of our resources. I refuse to be known as a church that goes small in worship. We're going to be a church that's known for our big worship. In fact, one day we might be known around the world because of your worship. Because of their heart. Because of their dedication. Because of their talent. Because of their time. Because they determined in their heart to go big for God through worship. So we're not just going to sing a small song on this stage. We're going to sing the biggest, the greatest songs that we can sing unto our God. See, it's big worship for a big God. We're going to sing it loud and we're going to sing it proud. We're not going to have tone-deaf singers on this stage. Hello. That are singing from their heart. No! We're going to have the greatest vocalists on this stage singing with all their heart unto the King of all kings. It's big worship for a big God. And I know you, some of you are thinking, it's about the heart, brother. And I've heard that. And it might be true of God, but it's not true of my ears and it's not true of your ears. Can I get an amen? Just because you think you can sing don't mean you can sing. And let me say this. It's also about how much heart you put into it. It's about the heart. It isn't just about the heart of the performance. It's about the heart before the performance. It's about the heart leading up to the performance. It's about the time, the talent, the effort, and the heart you put into preparing your offering unto God. See, worship or an offering isn't just something you give on the spur of the moment. It's something that is prepared unto God. It's thought out, it's planned out, and it's executed through much preparation. Read the Old Testament. It's huge. And I'm going to wrap this up. I know you're ready. So we're not just going to have a guitar player on the stage boringly strumming his guitar. And we're going to have three guitarists on the stage, rocking the stage. Because it's big worship unto a big God. We want two keyboard players on the stage. We want a violinist. We want a saxophone player and everything else we can come up with to worship the King of all kings. It's big worship. We want all the intelligent lights you can imagine blinding you out. We want all the haze filling this room like thick clouds choking you out. but it's not about show. Let me make sure I correct some thinking that's going on right now in some minds. It's not about show. It's not about you. It's not about us. It's about Him. If we're going to worship the King of all kings, we better bring the greatest, the best, the absolute greatest offering we can bring unto God. It's not about show. It's for the King. If I could get everyone to stand. This is our act of worship unto God. See, God doesn't necessarily care about the lights or the speakers, but people sure do. If it sounds good, people will let you know. If it sounds bad, people will let you know. And people are drawn to the biggest and the best and the greatest. And you know what my opinion is? I don't care what draws people into this place. I just want them here so that I can preach this gospel. And this gospel can do its job. So whatever gets them here, I don't care. I just want the gospel to go forth and a life changed. See, if the world can throw a concert of all concerts with all the light, with all the technology, the state of the art, cutting edge, for Ariana to sing side by side, how much more should the church be bringing to the King of all kings? Come on, think about it. It's big worship unto a big God. It's bringing the absolute best. All the world has to offer, taking it and using it unto God. If God created it, don't tell me it's a bad thing. We got to use it for the glory of God, for His purpose. So if we're going to worship the King of all kings, let's do it with all we've got. With all of our talent, with all of our time, with all of our effort, with all of our resources that we can put together. On February the 5th, Super Bowl 51 will take place. And I know some of you are excited about that. But at halftime, Lady Gaga, yeah, I said Lady Gaga, is going to take the stage. And she's going to deliver unforgettable performance. Mind-blowing, eye-opening, jaw-dropping. But let me ask the church this. That's for sports fans. That's for the world. How much more should the church create a worship experience unto the King of all kings, to the Lord of all lords, to the Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi. How much more is big worship unto a big God? So here's the deal. In 2017, we want to bring the biggest and the greatest worship that we can bring unto God. All of our heart, our talent, our gifts, our offering, prepared. Because He's worth it. We have to always think of having a spirit of excellence. If we're going to do it, let's do it big. So 4 weeks from today, we're going to have the Go Big or Give Big expansion offering. We're going to be talking about it the next 5 weeks, so don't tune us out. This is big. This is exciting. This is going to take our worship to a whole nother level, a greater level, a new place. So over the next few weeks, let's prepare and let's pray and ask God, what do you want me to do personally?